Republicans claim the budget plan passed by the GOP-dominated Joint Finance Committee would help communities be more secure. The GOP cuts statewide shared revenue payments by $20 million less than Governor Doyle's proposal. And the Republicans have spelled out that most of the money should go to local police and fire services. Appearing at a firefighters' union hall, Assembly Speaker John Gard says he got tired during the McCallum era of critics saying shared revenue trims would wreck police and fire departments. Gard wants to tie the payments to something.
The problem in the past is there have been no strings attached to any of the money. In the future, we are going to do everything possible to protect the core services that the state government relies on local communities to deliver. Police and fire is priority number one in the shared revenue plan in the future.
But the Republicans also want to change the formula spelling out how shared revenue payments are distributed to the various local communities. A controversial poverty factor may boost Milwaukee's shared revenue cut next year to about $23 million, or more than double the cut called for under the Doyle plan. Milwaukee Police Union President Bradley DeBrasca says Milwaukee Mayor John Nerquist will just have to find somewhere else to reduce spending.
You just cut it. The mayor is unwilling to make the hard decisions to cut out the social welfare programs that the operating budget has been funding for too long.
DeBrasca declines to say what social welfare program should go. But State Senator Bob Welch, a central Wisconsin Republican, says Milwaukee's population is shrinking, so the city should shrink its government.
The main reason there is a $23 million cut at all is because Milwaukee lost people.
Three Democratic lawmakers attended the Republicans' Milwaukee News Conference and immediately took to the microphones to denounce the Republicans' ideas. Representative John Richards says the GOP is not protecting all police and fire officers in Milwaukee.
In fact, what the Republicans have proposed is a gimmick, because it only protects police and fire up to the statewide spending average, but we spend a lot more than the statewide spending average in the city of Milwaukee on police and fire because we have many more responsibilities than the statewide average.
Democrats and other labor unions also argue that other parts of the Republican budget plan would hurt major school districts like Milwaukee's. The Service Employees International Union, which represents some school custodians and food service workers, also showed up at the Republicans' news conference.
No cutbacks! No cutbacks!
Some of the union members tried to shout questions at the Republicans, but GOP Senator Welch stepped into his sport utility vehicle and rolled past the group.
We need higher wages.
Later at the Milwaukee Fire Department headquarters, Milwaukee Mayor John Nerquist again blasted the Republicans for redirecting more shared revenue money to the city of Madison and Milwaukee's suburbs.
And did they do it because they were trying to save money? No. If they were trying to save money, why did they add all this aid back to Mequon and River Hills and the richest community in the state, Chiniqua?
Governor Doyle is also touring the state to blast parts of the Republican budget plan. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.